Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Pei Beis. We left off Pei Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud today. We are again going to continue with the general discussion about Taroves and what happens if various blood gets mixed up with other blood. We are just about done with this perek, however. So tomorrow we are going to conclude the perek, and we're also going to start a different topic. So we're going to talk about things other than taroves, which may disappoint some of you or may be a welcome break for others of you. But today we're going to focus on two inyanim of taroves. The first mission is going to cover a scenario where you have blood of two karbanos, one of which karbanos has to be brought b'chitzon in the azara, and the other one of which has to have its matan dam in the heichal, b'pnimi. And what happens if those two bloods gets mixed up with one another? So we're going to see that's the topic of the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah, which we're going to get to on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, is going to discuss what happens if you have the blood of a chatas that is accepted in two different kosos, and then what something wrong is done with one of those kosos. So for example, the blood of the chatas, hachitzon, is shechted in the azara like it's supposed to be. And then it's received in two kosos. One of the kosos is then taken out of the azara, so there's a psul yotze. That kos is definitely pasul, but does that psul impact the blood that remains in the azara? What happens on the flip side if one of the kosos is brought into the heichal? Does the fact that the blood was brought into the heichal, because that's also a psul, but does the fact that the blood was brought into the heichal pasul just that kos, or does it pasul the other kos as well? We're going to try to bring rayas back and forth from pigul, where a machsheves pigul pasuls if you have in mind that you're going to do an avodah outside the Beis HaMikdash, but a machsheves pigul doesn't have the ability to pasul if you have in mind that you're going to do an avodah in the heichal, if that's even if it's inappropriate to do it in the heichal. And we're gonna have a lot of limudim like that. We're going to have a lot of drushos from psukim about why a psul of, why a machsheva of chutz hustles an entire korban, yet if only one out of two kosos gets taken out of the azara, that act doesn't necessarily pasul all of the blood of the karbanos. So that's going to be the topic of today's shir. So let's start with a Mishnah Pei Aleph from Mabez at the bottom of the Amud. So anisanim bifnim, shenis arvu benisanim bechutz. If you have blood from a karban that has to be applied on the mizbeach hapnimi, gets mixed up with blood of a carbon that has to be applied on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Yishpuchu La'ama, then you can't do anything, you're stuck, you have to pour the blood into the Amma. Why are you stuck? You're stuck because the blood that's supposed to go outside can't be brought inside. It's pusle if you bring it inside. And the Tanakhama says, Rashi points out, the Tanakhama does not hold from the principle of Rowan. In other words, the Shita that we've been discussing over the past couple of days, we would have thought that perhaps you could bring the mixture into the Mizbeach HaPnimi and you could apply it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And what about the Chitzon blood that's mixed in? Not a problem. We view the Chitzon blood as if it's Mayim, so we don't have in mind that we're doing an Avoda. But the Tanakhama doesn't hold from Rowan, and we're going to see in the Gemara, oddly, where we see in the Mishnah, that Rebbe Eliezer, who's the Man D'Amar, who has held from Rowan, whose Shita we've seen over the past couple of days, doesn't appear here as a Baal Pukta. So the Gemara is going to explain why over here Rebbe Eliezer doesn't argue on the Tanakhama. But the Tanakhama in the Mishnah says, blood from outside gets mixed up with blood from inside, you're stuck, you have to pour it into the Amma. Now, Nasan Bachutz, Bechazar Benasan Bifnim, Kasher. If, however, first you applied the blood inside, and then you applied the blood outside, it's going, first you applied the blood outside, and then you applied the blood inside, it's going to be kosher. Now, why is it going to be kosher? So Rashi explains, because the pnimi, the blood that's supposed to be applied inside, doesn't become pusul if you first apply some outside. It's just that you haven't fulfilled anything, but there's no isser to put the blood outside. So first you put the blood outside from the perspective of the carbon that's supposed to be outside, that's good. From the perspective of the carbon that's supposed to be inside, no harm, no foul. Then you apply it inside. Now, why isn't that a problem, Lagabe, the carbon that's supposed to be outside? Because the carbon that's supposed to be outside was Kfar Nasas Mitzvatsa. The Avoda was already performed. And since the Avoda was already performed, there's not a problem with you then bringing the blood inside. Because the Avoda of that carbon has already been performed. However, bifnim v'chazar v'nasam b'chutz, however, if first you apply the blood inside, and then you apply the blood outside, so Rabbi Akiva posel, so Rabbi Akiva says that it's posel, in other words, that the chitzon blood is posel, because you first applied it inside, so in other words, you took blood that hasn't had its avoda done with it, and you're putting it inside, and that's inappropriate for that blood. The chachamim machshirim, however, the chachamim say it's kosher, except for a chatas hachitzon, as we'll see in the Gemara. The chachamim say not a problem. Why? Rabbi Akiva omer kol damim shenichlesu lechaper behechol psulin. The Rabbi Akiva says that any blood that's supposed to be applied outside, if you bring it inside, it passels the blood. The chachamim omrim chatas bilvad. The chachamim say no, it's only a chatas. We'll see in the Gemara what the drasha is. Rabbi Eliezer omer afa asham. That generally, if you bring a korban that's supposed to be bachutz inside, it's okay, except for a chatas and an asham. Why does he add an asham? Because Rabbi Lezer says shenemar kachatas ke asham. Because we have a pasuk that compares a chatas and an asham, and just like a chatas is pasul if it's supposed to be done outside and you bring it inside, so too an asham is going to be pasul if you bring it inside. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara opens with a question that we alluded to a moment ago. So v'niflag nami Rabbi Eliezer Baha. So we had said the opener of the Mishnah was you have the blood from outside gets mixed up with the blood from inside. L'chatchila, we're saying not if you did whatever, sometimes it's kosher, sometimes not. L'chatchila, if you ask me what should I do, the Tanakhama says we would tell you, forget it, pour it into the Yama, it's over with. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer argue? The reason for the Tanakhama is because the Tanakhama doesn't hold from Rowan. The Tanakhama doesn't say that you could bring the blood from outside inside the Heichal and you could apply it to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and we pretend that if it's water. So how come Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue? Rabbi Eliezer is the one who always holds from Rowan. So because he says, Heichal Avid. Because Rabbi Eliezer basically says you're stuck. What should you do? Nesav b'chutz v'adar nesav lefnim. Just, are you going to suggest that you should first put the blood outside and then put the blood inside? Which, by the way, in the Mishnah we saw is kasher b'di'eved. But are we actually going to suggest that the guy do that l'chatchila? K'shem shemitzvah l'haktim al-yonim l'tachtonim, kach mitzvah l'haktim p'nim l'chutz. There's a hierarchy, generally, when it comes to blood applications of karbanos. The Gemara says one hierarchy is that if you have a chatas and an ola, where the chatas applications have to be lamala mechut asikra, and the ola applications have to be lamata mechut asikra, there's a mitzvah to be makdim the chatas, because elyon is more chashav than takton. So too, if you have a carbon that's supposed to be inside and a carbon that's supposed to be outside, inside's supposed to come before outside because panimi is more chashav than chitzon. So you can't tell me, lechatchila, go do it outside than inside, because that's the reverse of the regular order. Turning over to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, v'neisev lefnim v'adar v'neisev lechutz, should you put it first inside and then put it outside? Kivin ika chatzas v'asham d'chinichnas damam psulim lo psikalei. But I, you can't recommend to me that I put the blood inside and then take it outside, because if I put the blood inside and I'm dealing with a chatas, or maybe even an asham, according to that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, if I'm dealing with a chatas and an asham, then I passled the blood by bringing it inside. So Rashi over here says that, you know, so it's very interesting because the shita of yishafech la'ama means, so the procedure for shficha la'ama means that you leave it overnight and then it becomes pasul belina, and then you're going to pour it into the yama. You don't pour it into the yama on that day. Why? Because then you're actually wasting, you're affirmatively wasting valid blood of a karban. So what you do is you pasul it belina, then you pour it in. So says Rashi, so what do you gain? So the reason that I can't put it inside and then outside is because I'm going to pasul the blood that should have been outside. But if I'm going to pour it into the amma, I'm letting the whole thing become pasul. So Rashi says it's obviously much worse to actively pasul the blood by bringing it inside than to simply let it expire, let it get disqualified through lina, and then pour it into the amma. Okay, Shahaya Rabbi Akiva Omer. So now the Gemara said that Rabbi Akiva Omer, that any blood from outside that's brought inside is going to be pasul. The Chachamim said it's only a chatas. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Mashal Lemaha Davar Domeh. So what is this? What is this? What is this Mashal like? And what the Gemara is bothered with is that the pasuk says when the pasuk teaches us the iser of bringing all or bringing karbanos or bringing blood from karbanos inside, the pasuk actually is written legabe echatas, as Rashi explains that kol chatas arshayuva midama. The pasuk only says any chatas whose blood is brought inside, it's going to be pasul. So how does Rabbi Akiva learn from here that any carbon that's brought inside is going to be pasul if the pasuk speaks only about chatas? So it's mashalama davardama latalmud shemazag l'rabba b'chamin. So you have a Talmud is being mosaic kosos for his Rebbe. He's mixing, he's diluting wine for his Rebbe, and he's using hot water to dilute the wine. V'amarlo, and the Rebbe says mazogli. And the Rebbe then says mazogli. Rashi has the girsa that the Rebbe actually says mazogli b'chamin. Oh, mix me another wine, mix me another glass of wine with warm water. Amar lo b'meh, and the Talmud says, what type of water should I mix your wine with? So amar lo, so the Rebbe says to him, lo b'chamin anu asukin, weren't we already dealing with chamin? Because all the other cups of wine that you had mixed for me previously were mixed were diluted with warm water. Akshav bein b'chamin bein b'tzonan. Therefore, now I intend that you can mix the wine for me either with warm water or cold water. So the Mefarshim are bothered. What does it mean that he's okay if you mix the wine with either warm water or cold water? He said, mazogli b'chamin. So the explanation is, mazogli b'chamin means that you can mix with warm water, even with warm water. In other words, because you might think that the Rebbe doesn't want any more wine mixed with warm water because that's what you've been giving him until now. Kamash Valan, that the Rebbe saying mazogli b'chamin, that I'll accept even another glass with warm water. So how is this a mashal? So the Gemara explains. Achanami michti b'chatas askinan. We are already talking before we have that pasuk of kol chatas ashayuva midama pnima. We are already very explicitly talking about a chatas in the psukim. So va'asi chatas the katzar rachman alamali. So in that case, if we're already talking about a chatas, why does the pasuk then have to explicitly mention chatas again? Because chatas ashayuva midama pnima. So elalav chatas kaminale elakol kachim. So too, we're already talking about a chatas, and therefore the implication is that even other karbanos, in addition to a chatas that are brought inside, are going to be pasul. So in that case, you might be bothered, why even mention chatas? We're already talking, so why use chatas as the example? So again, the Mefarshim explained, there's a chiddush in saying that a chatas, whose dam is brought inside, is pasul. Why? Because remember, chatas is the only type of karban where there are two types of chatos. There's a chatas hachitzon and a chatas hapnimi. So I might have thought, since there is a type of chatas which is supposed to be brought inside, therefore even if a chitzon is brought hapnimi, not a problem. Kamash malan, it is a problem. So we have this interesting limud to teach me, even though the pasuk is talking about chatas, still it applies to all karbanos. So says the Gemara, Maska Floravuna Braid Rabbi Yeshua, that's not intuitive at all. Michti is Rabbi Kol Kachem Lagabe Mizbe so Maskifla Ravuna Braid Rabbi Yeshua Michti. It's Rabu Kol Kachem Lagabe Mizbeach. All Kachem are alike in the following alochas. La Inyan Marika Ushtifa. Lagabe the Inyan of purging and rinsing the Kalim in order to make sure after you cook the basar of the karbanos in these kalim, you have to rinse them and purge them to make sure that there's no nosar left in those kalim. So chatas the kasa rachman alamali. So in that case, why does the pasuk talk about the chatas specifically lagabe the alach of marika and shtiva? So shmamina chatas in midiachrini lo. So why? Because the pasuk is telling me that the only time I have alach of marika and shtiva is dafka by chatas. Because when the pasuk wants to tell me that halacha shayich to kol karbanos, it doesn't use chatas as an example. When the pasuk tells me chatas, it means chatas. V'holo damia, so what's it like? The mashal, if you want to bring a mashal, if you want to bring an intuitive mashal, is elal talmud shemazag l'rabba bein b'chamin bein b'tzonan. You have a Talmud who's been mixing kosos of wine for his Rebbe with warm water and cold water. Amar lo al timzagli ela b'chamin. And then the Rebbe says, I only want now wine mixed with warm water. In other words, when the pasuk says chatas, it means chatas dafka. So ela taimed Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say that all karbanos that go lifneim are pasul? Mechatas v'kol chatas. It's from the ribuy in the pasuk of mechatas kol chatas. The Tanya, chatas. Because it says in the pasuk chatas. Ein li ela chatas. I only know that the chatas becomes pasul when it enters the heichal. Kachem kachem minayin. How do I know all sorts of kachem kachem? Tamalomar kol chatas. Kachem kalam minayin. How do I know that even kachem kalam become pasul when they're brought into the heichal? Tamalomar vikol chatas divrei Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, it's not from any strange mashal. It's from a ribui in the pasuk that I learn that all karbanos are disqualified if they are brought into the heichal. Samarlo Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you and your fancy drushas, afilu atamarbe kol ayom kulo, you could stand on your head and you can interpret this pasuk and you could be marbe all day long, eina shamea li elachatas. So the pasuk is talking about, and all these drushos are only talking specifically about a karban chatas. So how can you tell me that I'm marbe kachem kachem because it says me chatas, and kachem kalem because it says kol chatas? The word that you're darshaning is chatas. It only applies legabe this type of karban. So ainli has Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshan the pasuk. So ainli elachatas yachid. I only know that the elach applies to a chatas yachid. Chatas sibur minayin. How do I know that applies even to a chatas sibur? Tamalomar kol chatas. Veinli elachatas zachar. I only know that applies to a chatas zachar. Chatas nekeva minayin. How do I know that it applies even to a chatas nekeva? Tamalomar vikol. So tamalomar, it says vikol chatas. In other words, he is doresh the pasuk in this way that all these are ribuyim, but all of these ribuyim come to include in the halacha different types of chatas. They don't necessarily come to include different types of karbanos. So says the Gemara klape laya. This is a super weird drasha. You're saying ainli elachatas zachar. I only know a chatas that comes from a male animal, chatas nekeva minayin. How do I know to include even a chatas that comes from a female animal? Now, the stam chatas, Rashi points out, a chatas yachid is from an animal that's a nekeva. So why would my baseline be, I only know a male chatas, how do I know even a female chatas, kamash malon, I have a riboy. If your baseline chatas yachid is a nekeva, the drusha should have been the other way. I only know a female chatas. How do I know a male chatas, which is more rare because it applies only to a chatas sibur? So I have a drasha in the pasuk. So says the Gemara, you're right. Elachi kamar, ainli elachatas nekeva. I only know that a chatas nekeva applies in this halacha. Chatas zachar minayin. How do I know that a chatas zachar applies? Tamalomar vikol chatas. So kamash malon, it says vikol chatas. Tosfos is now bothered. Wait, that also doesn't make sense. Why? Because what we had said previously with the previous drasha was I only know a chatas yachid, chatas sibur minayin, and it said me chatas. The chatas sibur is the one that's brought from a zachar. So already when I'm marbe chatas sibur, I know that a chatas zachar is included. So why then do I need a separate drasha to teach me that a chatas zachar is included? I already know because the type of karban chatas that is a zachar is a tzibur, is a chatas tzibur, which has already been included from the previous drasha. So Tosfos has to work on how exactly we make sense of this drasha. But in any event, we see a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva darshins the drasha to include other karbanos in the yisur. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the entire drasha is talking about chatas. Says the Gemara, v'sover Rabbi Yosi Aglili, haikra l'achi yudasa, but does Rabbi Yosi Aglili actually darshan this pasuk in this manner at all? V'atani Rabbi Yosi Aglili yomer, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, kol ha'inyan kulo einem adaber ela b'parim anisrafim v'sirim anisrafim, that this entire pasuk is only talking about chatos hapnimi, lisrof psureim al abes habira, that you have to burn their psulim by the beis habira on the pyre, on the fire that they used to burn all the psulim. Velama belosa say alachiloso, and to impose a losa say on somebody who eats a chatas hapnimi. So says the Gemara, amru lo chatas shenichnas dama lefnai velefnim minayin. How do we know then this halacha that a chatas whose blood is brought inside is actually going to be pasul? Rashi points out lefnai velefnim is lav dafka, because lefnai velefnim is the kodesh hakadoshim. We've been talking about the psul for blood that goes into the heichal. Even if it just goes lefnim, it's pasul. It doesn't need to go lefnai velefnim. But how does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know that a chatas blood that goes lefnai velefnim is going to be pasul? Amar lam hein lo huva. So he has another pasuk of hein lo huva as dama. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't darshan this pasuk at all. So says the Gemara, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva Kamar. He's only responding to Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, I hold that I learn out the, I hold that this halacha doesn't apply to all kachim. It only applies to chatas. And I have that makor from another pasuk, because the pasuk talks specifically about chatas. But even you, Rabbi Akiva, that you darshan this pasuk, I'll show you how you could darshan this pasuk also only to be talking about chatas. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we're going to switch gears, talk about a different topic. So chatas shekibol dama b'shnei kosos. You have a chatas that you receive the blood of the chatas in two different kosos. Yatsa echad me'em lachutz. If one of them leaves the azara, so it's pasul b'yotzei, hapnimi kosher. The one that remains in the azara is still going to be kosher. Nichnas echad me'em lefnim. If one of the kosos of blood enters the heichal, Rabbi Yossi Aglili machshir b'chitzon. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, fine, that pasul's the one that entered the pnim, but the one that stayed b'chutz remains kosher. The Chachamim poslim, however, the Chachamim say, no, if one of the kosos goes b'fnim, that pasul's not only that kos, but even the kos that stayed b'chutz. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, let me try to bring the following... The following limud. So ma im b'makom sha'machshava poseles b'chutz. Madach in a place where a machshava passels b'chutz. In other words, if you have a machshava chutz l'mekoma, it passels the entire korban. Yet, what happens if one of the kosos of blood goes outside? Lo osa es ha'meshuyer kiyotze. We did not treat the blood that remains inside like the blood that went outside. In that the coast that went outside is going to be pasul, but the coast that remained inside is going to be kosher. So mokam she'ena machshava poselas bifnim, in a situation where there is no such thing as a machsheves pigel, or a machsheves psul, I should say, if you have in mind that you're going to do an avoda bifnim, so a machsheva that you're going to do the avoda bifnim doesn't pasul the karban. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that we should not taint the cup that remained in its proper place because one of the kosos went to an improper place? So in other words, even when one of the kosos goes to a place where a machshava can pasul, we're going to say the one that remained in its rightful place is fine. So now if you're going to take one of the kosos to a place where a machshava doesn't have the ability to be pasul, all of a sudden we're going to say that it's not good? So says the Gemara, nichnas l'chaper. So now a new statement. So nichnas l'chaper. If you brought the blood into the heichal, but you haven't yet applied it to the mizbeach, afal pishalo kiper pasul. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the blood becomes pasul as soon as you bring it into the heichal, even before you put it on the mizbeach apnimi. Rabbi Shimon says, ad sheyichaper, until you actually apply the blood in the heichal. So Rabbi Yehuda says, im hichnes shogeg, kosher, that if you brought the blood in b'shogeg, then it's going to be kosher. It's only possible if you bring it in with the intent that you're performing the avoda in the heichal. Now, kol adamim psulim, all possible of blood shenosnu al gabei amizbeach, that were placed on the mizbeach, lo hirtzat sitz. The tzitz is not meratzeh. Why? Because what is the tzitz meratzeh for? Ela ala tameh. Sha'at tzitz meratzeh ala tameh, vein meratzeh ala yotzeh. So in other words, if you have blood that became pasul, and the blood is then placed on the mizbeach, there's the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, and we know there's a concept of tzitz meratzeh. So the Mishnah is now dealing with what psulim is the tzitz meratzeh for. And the Mishnah says that tzitz is only meratzeh for a psul tumah. The tzitz is not meratzeh, for example, for a psul yotzeh. So if I have blood that became pasul because it left the azara, then that blood is applied to the mizbeach. The fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing a tzitz doesn't do anything for me with respect to that blood. So says the Gemara now, Tanya, Amar Rav Yossi Aglili. So Rav Yossi Aglili says, Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shemachshava poseles b'chutz lo posel dam shebchutz shebifnim madach legabe the outside where a machshava of chutz passels an entire carbon. Yet if I bring one cup outside, it only passels the cup that's outside. It doesn't have the ability to passel the cup that's inside. Makam Shein Machshava Poseles Bifnim, in a place where a Machshava doesn't passel, i.e. Bifnim, because there's no such thing as a Machshava's Pnim, which is Posel, in additionally, Yifsol Damsha Bifnim as Shabachutz, isn't it a Kalvachomer that just because I brought one cup inside, it shouldn't passel the blood that remains in its proper place? So Amar Lei, Harayu Omer, but it says, Esher Yuva Midama Afilu Mikzas Dama. That, but the pasuk says, "Asher yuva midama," that from its blood is brought inside. Meaning, even if mitzas dama is brought inside, then it still has the ability, it still has the koach to pasul the entire blood. So in other words, that midama miutu, says Rashi. Dama shomavas velo I'm sorry. It says afilu mikzas dama. So in other words, it's nice that you have a kal v'chomer. However, you can't bring me a kal v'chomer in the face of an actual drusha that I have in the pasuk. And Rashi says over here the diak is midaloksiv es dama, from the fact that it says mi dama and not dama, that shows that even if only some of the blood enters inside, it has the ability to passel all of the blood. And Rashi explains, Rav Yosi Aglili Tameh, Damar Haikra B'chatos HaPnimiyas Ksiv, Upsol D'chitzona, Shenichnas Dama Lefnim, Mehen Lohuva Es Dama, Vahu Kule Mashma. Why doesn't Rav Yosi Aglili buy this drasha? If it says Mi Dama, doesn't Mi Dama mean Mixas Dama? Rav Yosi Aglili doesn't believe that Hein Lohuva, that Rav Yosi Aglili, remember, doesn't think that it's b'chol chatas asher yuva midama. He doesn't believe that that's the makar for bringing blood from outside inside, because he thinks that this whole pasuk talks about chatas apnimi. He learns the isser of bringing blood inside from the pasuk of hein lo huva es dama. Now es dama is mashma all of the blood, meaning it only becomes pasul when you bring all of the blood inside. The flip side of that limud is only that blood which goes inside is pasul. So that's why Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues on this. But in any event, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said to the Tanakhama, how can you make this drasha, and how can you have this shita that even if only one kos goes inside, it's going to pasul everything? I have a kal v'chomer. And the Tanakhama says, oh, well, you have a kal v'chomer, I darshan a pasuk. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer in the face of a pasuk. All right, so says the Gemara now Vayter. So Amar Lahem, Kavachomer Liyotze Me'ata. But it should be a Kavachomer Liyotze in that case. Umaba Makom She'ein Machshava Poselas Bifnim, Madach Bifnim, where a Machshavas Pnim doesn't passel anything, Posel Damsha Bifnim Eshevachutz, if one of the cups of blood go inside, that passels everything, even the blood that remained in its appropriate place. So Makom She'machshava Poselas Bechutz, then if you're going to talk about a makam where a machshava does passel, in other words, if you have a machshavas chutz, it is going to passel, in addition to yitzel damsha b'chutz shebifnim, then alachas kama v'kama, if you have one cup of blood that went outside, it should passel the blood that remained in its proper place. So amru lo, harayu omer, asher yuva, but it says in the pasuk, asher yuva, hanichnas posel veina yotze posel. Meaning only the nichnas is going to have the koach to passel the shirayim, even the blood that remains in its proper place. But a yotze doesn't have the ability to passel the blood that remains in its proper place. So says the Gemara, still trying. Vetei machsheves pnim poseles mikal v'chomer. But why in that case is a machsheves pnim not a machsheva psula? So umaba makom shelo pasal dam shebechutz eshebifnim. Madach, in a case where if some blood goes outside, it doesn't ruin the status of the blood that remains inside. Machshava poseles pechutz. If I have in mind when I'm doing an avoda, machshaves chutz, it ruins the entire carbon. So makom shepasal dam shebifnim is dam shebechutz. So if bifnim, where the fact that some blood goes inside ruins even the blood that remains outside, in addition to tei machsheva poselas bifnim, isn't it a kal v'chomer that if I have a machsheves pnim when I'm doing an avoda, that alachas kama v'kama kal v'chomer should passel the karbon, should passel the avoda? So says the Gemara, you're right. You're approaching me from a logical perspective and bringing all sorts of kal v'chomers which have an appeal because they make sense. But Areyu Omer, but it says in the pasuk, Bayom Ashlishi, it says Bayom Ashlishi. So turning over to Pei Beis Amud Beis, Makom Sheyehei Meshulosh bedam, bebasar, beimurim. We're talking about the only time the machshava apostles is lagabe a place that has the that has applicable to it dam, basar, and emurim. And what does this mean? That means that the machshava only applies bachutz, only applies outside, because it's only bachutz, it's only in the azara where we have dam that's brought and basar that's eaten and emurim that are brought on the mizbeach. But you don't have a situation where emurim are eaten in the heichal. So the only place that has the same halachos or similar halachos for dam, basar, and emurim is chutz. And therefore we have a drasha from a pasuk that teaches me that the only type of machshava that passels is a machshavas chutz, not a machshavas pnim. So says the Gemara, but velote machshava poselas b'chutz, mekal v'chomer. But a machshava shouldn't passel b'chutz because I have a kal v'chomer. Uma makom shepasel dam shebifnim. Eshe b'chutz, ein machshava poselas b'fnim, madach b'fnim, a machshava is not going to passel. So, and yet if the blood goes outside, or if some of the blood goes outside, it passels even the blood that remains in its proper place. Mokom shelo pasel dam shebichutz shebifnim. Outside, where if some of the blood goes outside, it only passels that kos of blood, but it doesn't passel the blod that remains inside. Ein adin shelo yeh pasel machsheva bechutz. Doesn't it teach me a kal v'chomer that a machsheva eschutz shouldn't be effective to passel the karban? So says the Gemara, but you can't bring me a kal v'chomer. Tamalomar shlishi. It says shlishi. This is the pasuk that we just darshan. Chutz lezmano. Shlishi is chutz lezmano. And it says shlishi pigul hu lo yeratzeh. And pigul is chutz lemkomo. So pigul is going to teach me that it's a problem if I have a machshava to do the avodah chutz lemkomo, outside of its proper place. Now, how do I know that the proper place that the machshava, how do I know that the place in my machshava in order to pasul has to be outside and not inside? That's what we just saw. From the lashon of shlishi, it teaches me also that the machshava pasuls in a place which has the same halachos lagabe dam, emurim, and basar, and that is outside. So you're going to ask me kal v'chomer, you're going to ask me, doesn't a kal v'chomer indicate that a machsheves chutz shouldn't pasul? The answer is ein hachanami. You could bring me a kal v'chomer, but I have a pasuk that teaches me that a machshava pasuls dafka b'chutz, but not bifnim. Okay, so says the Gemara now, weiter. So basar ayotze lechutz pasul. Basar that goes outside the azara is going to be pasul. Hanichnas lifnim kosher. If the blood goes inside into the echel, then it's going to be kosher. Shehe bedin shepasul. I might have thought that it would be pasul. Uma b'makam shelo pasul dam shebechutz es shebifnim. Madach, in a place where if I brought blood outside, that it would pasul only the blood that's outside, but it wouldn't pasul the rest of the blood. Basar ayotze lechutz pasul. The basar that goes outside becomes pasul. So makam shepasul dam shebifnim es shebechutz. By blood, if I brought the blood inside, according to you, it would passel not only the blood that was brought inside, but also the blood that remained in its proper place. So basar anichnas bifnim ein adin she. If so, isn't it a kal v'chomer that if I'm going to bring the meat inside, it should passel? Because we see inside is more chomer than outside, because inside passels not only the blood that was brought inside, but also the blood that remains in its proper place. So if you're going to tell me that the meat becomes pasul when it goes outside, and outside appears to be a less stringent place, certainly the meat should become pasul if it goes inside. So it says, Hareyu Omer midama, dama velo basar. That it says, midama, when is there a psul pnim? It's a psul to bring something inside, only if that thing that you're bringing inside is dam. If you're bringing basar, no problem, because the only psul by basar is to bring it outside, not to bring it inside. Says the Gemara, b'kal v'chomer me'ata, u'ma b'makam shepasol dam shebifnim shebachutz, kosher, madach, ma b'makam shepasol dam shebifnim shebachutz, madach inside, where the blood that's brought inside has the ability to pasul even the blood that remains in its proper place, basar nichnas lifnim kosher, the basar that goes inside is going to be kosher. So makom shelo pasal dam shebechutz shebifnim. So madach outside, where the blood that's brought outside doesn't pasal the blood that remains inside. Basar yotze lechutz ein adin shekosher. Isn't it a kavakomer that if the basar goes outside, it shouldn't become pasal? Because what we just said was inside is more stringent than outside. So if the inside is more stringent than outside, but nevertheless the meat doesn't become pasul when it goes inside. So certainly when it goes outside, the meat shouldn't become pasul. Says the Gemara, Hareyu Omer, Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu. It says, Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu. You shouldn't eat basar trefa in the field. Kivan Shayatza Basar Chutz Lemichitzaso Nesar. Once the basar leaves its mechitza, it becomes pasul. So in other words, the only psul that we have in the pasuk legabe basar is basar that goes too far out becomes pasul. However, basar that comes too far in doesn't become pasul. Tana Rabbanan. So says the Gemara now Viter. So pnima. It says pnima. Ainli ela pnima. I only know pnima. In other words, pnima, the Gemara assumes for now, means the kache kachim. I only know if the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's going to be possible if it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Heichal minayin, how do I know that it's possible even if it just goes into the Heichal? Tamalomar el HaKodesh pnima. It says if it goes into the Kodesh pnima. So Kodesh means Heichal, pnima means Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, V'yomer Kodesh Val Yomar Pnima. So in that case, why doesn't it say that the dam becomes pasul when it enters the Heichal? You don't have to tell me that the dam becomes pasul when it enters the Kodesh Kadashim, because the only way to get to the Kodesh HaKadashim is to walk through the Heichal. So once you tell me that it becomes pasul when you're going into the Heichal, I already know that it's pasul when it gets to the Kodesh HaKadashim. So says the Gemara, Amarava Bazev Elimed Alzeh. No. We have this drasha because it's only because we use these two words, Kodesh and Pnima, that we know that Kodesh means Heichal and Pnima means Kodesh HaKadoshim as follows. Midei dehave atoshav v'sacher. It's like a similar lima that we have legabe a toshav and a sacher. And we'll see what these terms are. The Tanya, toshav is zeh konui kinyan olam. Toshav is an eved who had the nirtza procedure performed, and therefore he is konet to his master, he is niknet to his master, ada olam, meaning until yovel. And sachir ze konui kinyan shanim. Sachir is a regular eved ivri within the 7 years of his avdas. And what we say is that if you have a kohen who has a toshav or a sachir, then that toshav and sachir are not able to eat the truma of the kohen. Why? Because he doesn't have the kinyan haguf on the avodim, because either of those avodim go free. A regular avod ivri goes free after 7 years. The guy who had nirtza procedure done goes free at yovel. So says the Gemara, so yomer toshav al yomer sachir. Why can't you just teach me that even a toshav doesn't eat truma, and I would know certainly that a sachir doesn't eat truma? Vani omer, and I would make the following deduction. Koni kinyan olam eina ochal. If a guy stays with me until yovel, he's still not allowed to eat my truma. Koni kinyan shanim lo kol shkein, so lachas kama vakama, a guy who's with me only for six years, and is not with me up until Yovel, then he shouldn't be able to eat my truma. So ilu kain hayisi omer toshav ze konui kinyan shanim. Ah, but if the problem is, if I had only learned toshav in the pasuk, then I might think that toshav is konui kinyan shanim, is only the eved ivri who goes free after the 6 years. But I might think, aval konui kinyan olam yehei ochel, but if I would think that if a guy's with me until Yovel, then he can eat, basachir v'limid al toshav, that's why we have toshav and sachir, to teach me that in either case they can't eat. Shezeh koni kinyan olam, v'zeh koni kinyan shanem, v'eina ochel, and they both can't eat. So just so too over here, we say, Kodesh Pnima, I just tell me the din of Heichal, and I would have known Kodesh Kadashim. So we have both to teach me that Kodesh means Heichal, and Pnima means Kodesh HaKadashim. So Amalei Abaya says, your lima doesn't make sense. Mishlama Hassam,
Trey Gufeninu. I might think over there, you're talking about two different people. And even though you're right, the pasuk could have only told me the halacha by nirtza, and I would have known a kal v'chomer that a regular eved ivri can't eat truma. That a something that could have been learned from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk takes pains to teach me expressly. Elahacha kivan the ifsal behechol lifnai v'lifnim my boy. Once you're telling me that it becomes puzzle when it enters the heichal, why do you have to teach me the halacha of lefnai v'lefnim at all? There's no way to get lefnai v'lefnim without going through the heichal, and it already became puzzle. So it's a totally superfluous drasha. So elo amar abaya l'nitzrucha elo l'derech mishupash. Says Abaya, you're right, but what we're talking about is a situation where you got the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without going through the heichal. How did you do it? So Meshupash literally means crooked. Rashi explains we're talking about you went Derech Gagin. So in other words, you basically walk through a skylight and drop down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like, so you know, you were like a superhero over there. So you drop down right into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, we need the Pasuk to tell me that it becomes puzzle when you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if you never enter the Heichal. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Vahavok Sivbei. But it says hava, it says hein lo huva es dama. Hava means an entry, meaning an entry like a normal person. Like a normal person walks to the heichal, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not that he's like a super spy who's going to drop down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it says the Gemara, el amar rava, kol mi dechashav aleh, lifnai v'lifnim, lo mifsal beheichal. So he says, you're right. So what does it mean? What does the Pasuk teach me when it says both Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim? Now a new halacha. So this is a chiddush. If you have in mind that you want to bring the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the blood doesn't become puzzle until you reach the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That, in other words, I might think that it's going to become puzzle when I reach the Heichal anyway, because ordinarily that's enough to puzzle the blood. But the chiddush is, if I have in mind to bring it into the Heichal, then yes, it becomes puzzle when I bring it into the Heichal. If, however, I have in mind that I want to do the avod and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's only going to become puzzle when I get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is not going to become puzzle even after I bring it into the Heichal until I reach the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up, God willing, tomorrow and finish the parak and start the new parak.